In the Old Testament, we see many people, very devout people, very righteous people, pleasing God. They honored Him. They worshiped Him. People like Abraham, Moses, and the prophets, and also kings. But today, we see God Himself expressing how He was pleased with His servant. And instead of people expressing their happiness in Him, now God, in return, He presents someone very dear to Him, and He says, with whom I am well pleased. He says, the servant. He doesn't mention him by name, but the name He has given is a servant who will come and serve His people. So today, when we celebrate the feast of the baptism of our Lord, we also remember our own baptism, the life journey that we have taken. In fact, in the first reading, God Himself expresses how He was so pleased with His servant, what He was doing, and what His mission is going to be here on earth. But it's a poem-like, or in biblical terms, it is called the servant song that God Himself expressed through the prophet Isaiah. Well, today, officially, is the end of Christmas season. Well, you know, sometimes people think that Christmas is over right after we celebrate Christmas on the 25th of December. But according to the liturgical calendar of the church, today is the official that the Christmas season is over. Now we start ordinary Sundays. But in these Christmas seasons, we have seen the manifestation of the Son of God in different forms. The first, of course, was when He was born, Emmanuel. God is with us here on earth. When the shepherds were told by the angels to go and see Him. So God revealed His Son to the world through the shepherd. And also, last week we celebrated the Epiphany. God revealed His Son to the Gentiles by the representation of the Magi. And today, in His baptism, God revealed His Son to us. He says, this is My servant, My Son, with whom I am well pleased. So, our Lord was baptized by John the Baptist. Many people, especially the Jewish, they went to the River Jordan to be baptized by John himself. John has a mission why he was baptizing people and why he was doing that, why it was a requirement for them to be baptized, why they needed it. Well, he has three main reasons why he wanted people to be baptized. For him, that baptism was very clear. It's clear because it is very symbolic. First, it shows, or he wants people to cleanse themselves from their impurity. That's the first thing. The second, they want the people to repent their sins. And the third is to prepare themselves to welcome the Messiah, the Christ. These are the main reasons why John the Baptist wanted people to be baptized. But now the question, now here comes Jesus to be baptized by John the Baptist. The baptism of John is symbolic, and then it is for repentance. So why did Jesus want that baptism, the baptism of repentance? Well, there are two main reasons which the Catholic Church is also teaching and all scholars agree, why Jesus was baptized like the other ordinary people, because he was without sin. And we know when Paul talks about Jesus, he says he is like us in everything but sin. So if he has no sin, then all of us ask this question, why he needed to be baptized. Well, the main reason why he wanted to be baptized was to show with us his solidarity with human beings. In other words, it is to express the perfect union of sinful humanity. Remember what John in his gospel said about Jesus. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That flesh, in biblical terms, is to show, you know, the weakness of human beings. So Jesus is also sharing that part. He combined it with his divinity. And the second is an approval of what John the Baptist was doing when he was baptizing people there. It is support and solidarity with the message that John the Baptist was conveying to the people of Israel to repent and to convert and to transform their lives into newness of life. These are the main reasons. And the third, maybe, if you've heard from the gospel, when Jesus was baptizing Jesus, there is the Holy Spirit that descended upon him. And Jesus was praying. Jesus was praying as he was expecting the Holy Spirit to be descended upon him in the form of like a dove. So that praying, Jesus was preparing himself for a mission. That means right after baptism, he's going to start his public ministry. So he is commissioned by God to begin that ministry of teaching, preaching, and also healing. These are the main reasons. Now, we have two baptisms. In fact, it is not John the Baptist who started baptism. Baptism was there before him with the Qumran community. These are called the Essens, those who created and preserved the Dead Sea Scrolls. And John, in fact, has taken over from them and continued that mission. Now, there is the baptism of John the Baptist, and there is also the baptism that Jesus commissioned his disciples to perform after his ascension. So the baptism of John the Baptist, as I said earlier, is symbolic. But the baptism that was given twice by Jesus Christ himself is a sacrament. It changes our lives. It transforms our lives. It makes us the children of God. It frees us from anything that is sinful. So the difference is that the baptism that we receive is holy because it is a sacrament. So there is a big difference between the baptism of John and also that was told or commissioned the disciples to carry it out. Now for us, what is the meaning here today? Like when we celebrate the baptism of our Lord, what does it mean to us? Remember, right after his baptism, Jesus goes out to the public, teaching in their synagogues, and also healing the sick, and preaching in all villages. He's going all around. Now his message is very clear, and one, and that is to do the works of salvation. And the works of salvation for us is participating in the mission of Christ. That mission of Christ to each one of us is first keep the commandment, and that commandment is to love God and to love our neighbors, and also to do works of charity, and also to pray for one another and to pray for ourselves I think this is a reminder of the baptism that we have been baptized when we were children or as an adult. That means we are also commissioned, we are also sent forth by Christ to imitate him in the works of salvation. Like, you know, witnessing Christ in public, in our lives, in our families. So that there is something that we always expect, like what God said to his beloved Son. When we go out and witness Christ in our lives, remembering our baptism, and God seeing our works, he will say to each one of us, "Beloved son and daughter, with whom I am well pleased." That is what God says to us, like he said it to his son, Jesus Christ. And this is what we expect to hear from God himself. So as we now celebrate this Eucharist, let us ask him to give us the grace, the strength, and the Holy Spirit that we need, that we may continue the saving works of Christ and preaching, teaching, and being an example, and also praying for one another and to the whole world. Amen.